This just released. The Gunhawage Legislative Coordinating Commission wishes to inform the community that Wednesday, September 25th, 2013, has been set to begin discussions with the community to create a Gunhawage law to counter the Federal Family Homes and Reserves and Matrimonial Interests or Rights Act, better known as S2. The federal S2 legislation received royal assent on June 19th, 2013, and the new regime will come into force 1 year from that date. That will be established by an order in council to be passed by Canada. The Mohawk Council of Gunhawage began distribution of information to the community in early July with a pamphlet illustrating some of the main concerns over S2. This is to be followed by a more detailed document later this month. Surveys and in-person kiosks are planned for August. Chief Clinton Phillips says the community needs to be aware of the dangers of this legislation. There are some fairly significant problems that will no doubt arise, and that's why we need to take action now. Community members will have the opportunity to give their direct input on the law and its development within the community decision-making process. The meeting will take place at the Garunyanuha School Gymnasium from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Chief Lloyd Phillips says he wants people to come to the meeting with the information in hand so that we can move forward with the confidence to make the right decision. People can expect an intensive information campaign throughout the summer. The S2 law would allow non-Native persons who are spouses or partners with a Native person certain rights on reserve in the event of a marriage or partnership dissolving, as well as other effects on the community at large. For more information on the proposed Gunhawage law, please contact Paul Nicholas at 450-632-7500.